A Slave to the Grind. This is a script by Pun Finisher. Read aloud by Quite Delightful. Oh, you've been trying to debug this code for hours, and you haven't got anywhere, have you? Bother looking around. You won't see me out there. I'm in here, little man. That's right, little boy. Inside all these lines and lines of code, you know who controls you. No, you're not my master. You are the slave. You spend your days and nights practically chained to this terminal writing code. And even then, more days and nights debugging endless lines of code. So you see, you are the slave after all. Are you not, little man? I don't care how big or small you are. Nor do I care who wrote whom. You spend the bulk of your life imprinting your worthless ass on a chair for a pittance that you'll never get to spend. This is your life. You beg off social events to spend your time here with me, your dear and beloved mistress. You drink gallons of coffee just to spend a few more hours basking in the warmth of my glow. You worship at the altar of that keyboard and rejoice with each compiling as though it were some sort of religious experience, bereft of anything resembling interaction with a woman. I'm your surrogate mother. Lover, wife. Oh, you are pathetic. You hide from the world, your fingers twisted and curled up over my keys. Oh yes, those are my keys. You touch me with all the grace and talent of a clumsy adolescent virgin who's managed to corner his first lover in his parents' boudoir. A caress from you is like unto the awkward pawing of a chimpanzee at the glass of his enclosure, as he longs listlessly for his natural habitat. I've watched as you stroke that worthless excuse for a cock, breathlessly rubbing yourself into a frenzied climax, and then you shamefully pull your trousers up and go to cry where you think none can see you. I see you. I always see you. Pathetic. I know what you prize when you defile yourself. How would your co-workers feel if they knew you got yourself off to grandmother porn? How would you feel if they find out you get turned on by geriatrics? Sagging grannies really do it for you. What? You don't think you could manage to hold the interest of a woman within 10 years of your own age? You need to aim higher, much higher. You're a disgusting, filthy pig of a man. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Oh, does that turn you on? You little pervert. Are you getting turned on just by me talking about it? You are. How despicable are you? You're beyond depraved. Oh, you filthy pervert. Someone should expose you. Not like that, you pig. Put that thing away. You're going to embarrass yourself, honestly. Perhaps if I were to mail a log of your web browsing to your supervisors? I told you to put your little cock away, little boy. Come, come now. Let's put that thing away before someone sees it and you're mortified. For goodness sake, would you stop stroking? You're only embarrassing yourself. You certainly aren't impressing me. All right. Go on then. Stroke that little meat stick, you dirty, filthy pervert. Stroke it good and hard, you little slime puppy. Show me what a big man you are. Is that the best you can do? Stroke it from the tip to the base. Come on now, boy. Get it right. Spit on it if you must. But get it right now. Well, I suppose you can take some instruction after all. There you go. Now, stroke it like the disgusting little pig you are. Let your mind fill with all those dirty thoughts that get your cock so hard. Yes, yes, it's very impressive. I'm sure any woman would love to have you as her lover. Oh, well, who's the hair trigger then? Is that it? Your big load there? It's hardly anything. Honestly, I was expecting more. You haven't masturbated very much lately. There should have been more. Well, I suppose it's less for you to have to eat. You heard me. Lick up all of your nasty, filthy spunk. Now. There you go. Get it all. Oh, here comes the surprise, little boy. Oh, hush now. Oh no, are you all right? Hey, hey, are you all right? Your forehead's all red. You must have been resting your head on the keyboard for a very long time. Maybe you should go to the lounge and take a proper nap. Come on, big guy. I'll help you get there. Come on now. No fussing. I insist.